Yorkton. The sale of the current library location in downtown Yorkton is a done deal according to Yorkton City Manager Lonnie Call. April 24, the offer, of $1.5 million, was accepted. The deal is done, Call told Yorkton This Week Today. A public notice was placed in Yorkton this week, but Call said it was only to allow anyone else who might be interested in acquiring the property to step forward with a higher offer, which the city could have then accepted. It's a safety net, said Call, noting the public notice on price ensures the city receives the best value for a property. The public notice was not to provide the public with an opportunity to voice opposition to the sale, said Call, reiterating it was already sold. But that did not stop many from attending the May 15 meeting of Yorkton Council, and more than 20 were allowed time to address council, all with concerns about the sale and move of library services to the Gallagher Center. The public appeared to have had an impact, at least with some on council. At the May 15 meeting, Councillor Darcy Zaharia said he has been opposed to the sale, a position he said fits with the calls he has fielded since the possibility of a sale was made public. I don't see any benefit going to the Gallagher Center, he said. Zaharia also suggested the matter wasn't handled in the right way, in terms of the community being made aware of the sale. Ashley Stradsky, director of finance with the city, did note the deal is not complete and the building has not been sold. The final decision is likely to be made at the next regular meeting of council in 3 weeks. Mayor Hipsley said the process at the May 15 meeting was a real eye-opener. While suggesting the city needed to look at the offer to buy the building, something that fit his election campaign platform of watching city finances, what's best for the city community-wise, must also be considered. In the case of the library situation, there is no benefit to moving to the Gallagher Center, said Hipsley. But, Call admitted Monday, the impassioned presentation, however, never really had a chance to change things because the deal was accepted in April. She said after accepting the offer April 24, the city was legally obligated to the sale, and if council were to try to opt out of the sale now, they would likely face legal action and end up having to pay significant compensation. Call, who was not in chambers May 15, said it was unfortunate the public believed they were having an impact in making their presentations, and that the sale might not go through pending a suggested decision by council at its next regular meeting June 5. She said with the offer accepted there is no decision to be made on the 5th. The situation is one where a lot of misinformation ended up being circulated, admitted Call. Call cited the concerns of a 16,000-square-foot library being pared down to 10,000, but she said it's not exactly as dramatic a downsizing as it seems, with kitchen, janitorial, mechanical and washroom space already at the Gallagher Center. She also noted there are spaces at the Gallagher Center to accommodate groups. In the end, the actual change will be about 8,400 existing square feet down to 6,000.